When God created my mind, He designed it to run most efficiently using a positive operating system. He made a software package called POS version 1. POS stands for Positive Operating System. Version 1 means there is only one version. No updates are necessary and no revisions are required. POS version 1 is the optimum operating system for my mind. I use the power of repetition to install a positive operating system. I repeat positive thoughts until they become ingrained in my mind. I overwhelm my mind with positive inputs until positive programs start running there. If I think enough positive thoughts, my mind gradually shifts over to a positive operating system. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul said, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent or worthy of praise, think on these things." This was Paul's method of installing POS version 1. What worked for Paul will also work for me. I can install a positive operating system by putting positive things into my mind. God has given you all the tools you need to have a positive mind. People often complain that it's difficult to live as a positive person in a negative world. They talk as if the odds are stacked against them. They say that they should accept their miserable existence and learn to live with a negative mind. But nothing could be further from the truth. God gave you the power of repetition to install a positive operating system in your mind. If you consistently and persistently repeat positive thoughts, it's inevitable that your mind will fill up with positive things, and before long, your mind will start repeating those same positive thoughts back to you. Listen to your inner dialogue. Is it positive or negative? If your mind still repeats negative thoughts, then the job is not done. When your inner voice changes from negative to positive, it's time to celebrate because now you have a positive operating system running in your mind. But don't stop using positive repetition when your inner dialogue turns positive. You are just getting started. There's no limit to how good your life can become if you continue putting positive things into your mind. God gave you an awesome mind and He expects you to fill it with good things. Repeat the following affirmations until your mind repeats them back to you. Affirmation 1. God loves me and accepts me the way that I am, but He loves me too much to let me stay that way. God's love carries away my burden of guilt. His love not only wipes the slate clean, it throws the slate away. Affirmation 2. There is nothing I can do to earn God's love or make Him love me more. He already loves me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good my life can become when I open my heart and mind to the power of His love. Affirmation number 3. I need to change my mind about many things. When I look at my failures, I need to change my mind. When I look at my limitations, I need to change my mind. When I look at the past, I need to change my mind. When I look at the future, I need to change my mind. I can change anything I want in my life by simply changing my mind. And affirmation number 4, change happens when I think differently than I've always thought and act differently than I've always acted. I think and act my new life into existence. Repeat these affirmations until your mind repeats them back to you, and discover the miraculous power of positive repetition.